to in a lower vibrational sequencing is just not our highest achievement. So it's not like we haven't been doing everything correctly. It's simply that we're good to go. So this is really about taking ourselves in our highest placement, is understanding that we've been serving the light so bravely, so accurately, so like tenaciously, that there is just so much grace and there is so much abundance and there's so much higher influence that's due us, and it all surrounds us. So what we're doing is learning how to receive our goodness, how to receive our light. So as you will allow yourself your holy remembrance is really going beyond the personality self. It's going beyond the individual self to your I am presence. So this is your holy influence. This is where you're taking yourself back to God's glory. And so it's remembering that everything we're exposed to in 3D and the linear, just everyone in conflict and war, whether it's a big war or a small war between politicians or you and your former selves, whatever it is, it's still that energy of stalemate where it just kind of goes round and round and round. And so what we're doing is we're completing that cycle. We want to remember the Great Awakening, Ascension, is going beyond with extraordinary brilliance. So when they're saying extraordinary brilliance, and I'm just moving my fingers, it's almost like I'm weaving with light. So just imagine like stitch and stitch and stitch. So this is what we're applying to our own golden harvest. So allow yourself to receive God's glory, meaning allow yourself to receive the nurturance, the presence of your I am consent that is upon you, with liberal offerings. So what we want to remember is we're being turned around in a sense, where we've been looking to the separation ideology and format, and we're moving into a new broadcast. We're moving into a new circumstance, a new scenery, a new dance, a new requirement. So if it seems like life is asking a lot from you lately, it's because you can. It's because you can deliver. It's because you can move mountains now. It's because you've passed the point of no return. So as you will find your new balance, as you will find your new offering, as you will find your new alignment, as you will find your new riches. And when I'm saying this, it's almost like you're taking a leap of faith intentionally. So that leap of faith is moving beyond the past contracts, beyond the past circumstances, beyond the past limited placement, into your new evolved status. So it's gonna feel like I'm almost gonna skip a heartbeat. I almost like forgot to breathe, because it really is a little bit of a leap. But what we're learning is that we can. In other words, we're understanding who we truly are in our divine essence. And this, of course, is the whole point of our circuitry. In other words, when we all agreed to come into this incarnation, we agreed to stand up. And so each of us have been crouched to some extent. We're avoiding, you know, the bullets. We're avoiding, and those bullets are not always in physical bullets. They're energetic, emotional spears, and so forth. So we've all sort of gone into all kinds of interesting configurations to try to proceed. So just imagine a pretzel, and that pretzel is fluid. It's not hard, so that someone can turn that pretzel upright. So wherever you need deliverance, wherever you need triumph, wherever you need to see with eyes anew, and again, instead of seeing through the physicality with the two eyes, it's seeing with the one eye, seeing with the divine eye. It's life. Your higher guidance is helping you arise. It's helping you arrive. It's helping you assimilate. It's helping you advance. And so when I say advance, there is all of those strongholds, and those strongholds really confined us in a limited presence in terms of who we believed we were and what we believed we could accomplish. All those strongholds are just being untied. They're coming undone. So just imagine like all of your beliefs, all of your limited beliefs, and it's almost like an accordion, like they're all tied up in a knot. And so that string is pulled where you're simply relieved of your former presentation. Now, when you're relieved of your former presentation, you move back into your divine essence. You move back into your divine presence. And this can seem a little, what would be the word? It's almost like you gotta rearrange your thoughts. In other words, you have to find your placement because you're receiving yourself new again. So this is like being born again, in that you're being born into your true, I want to say Christ's self, but when we say that, this is not religion. This is not you become Jesus. It's who Jesus became is equal in clarity, in light, in value to who it is that you are, as you will receive this new offering. So we want to remember we're moving pretty fast now, and the more that we can glide in ably is trusting your light, trusting your new adventure. If what you're holding on to, what you're leaning on, suddenly lets go, that's proper and normal for your new engagement. So it's sort of like, oh, let me lean forward, let me lean into my new vicinity. So as you will receive these higher obligations, so the higher obligations is remembering, trusting your divine presence. You're obligated to your Christed return. You're obligated to your new devotional standing. And so this is all amongst us. This is like provided for us with great richness and honor, because it's everyone knew we were coming. So you really want to feel that. You want to feel like your counsel, your guides, like everybody knew you were coming and you're well prepared. So they're asking us to take a breath and receive that high note, receive that high notion that you're well prepared. In other words, you've been preparing for this before your arrival. And so it's not like you're growing into something that you have not already offered yourself to or acclimated to in previous concerns. So this means who you are in another dimensional reality, who you are in your true essence, who you are in your true soul makeup. So we want to feel that familiarity. It's like on a conscious level, we're just arriving, but on a soul level, we had it all along. So we're moving into our they're saying like our holy provisions. And so our holy provisions, again, it's our whole self. So feel that extension, feel that, just like just being submerged in love. So when I'm receiving this on behalf of all of us, it's just like one big love bubble. And so again, love is a master healer. Love is who we are. Love is God. Love is the truth of self that we're exploring. So we're allowing ourselves to graduate. We're allowing ourselves to move into, they're saying like heavenly bliss. So heaven, like some of us get a little caught up, like heaven is somewhere else. Heaven's a state of consciousness. So heavenly bliss has arrived in the here and now. We're not transferring somewhere else. We're blooming, we're blossoming, we're glowing. We're moving into higher value. So again, beyond the mind, beyond the thoughts, beyond prior limitations, beyond the generational teachings, and moving into our new field of assertion. So allow these gifts to be present, allow them to be presented, and then allow them to be present through and through. Through and through is wherever fear is still lurking, wherever it's, I don't see how I'm going to get from A to B, or, you know, I just opened the mail, or I just got the diagnosis, whatever it is. It's like when love is present, when our true nature is asserted, it's we rise to our highest altitude. So this is beyond the 3D formula. It's beyond the belief in separation, because once we claim, once we align with, once we allow that assimilation of grace, all things are possible, because we're existing as our God self. And this is where we're bringing in the new birthing, so the Christ-centered alliance. And so that Christ-centered alliance, the heart-centered awareness, is birthing from love. Birthing from love. So we're moving beyond the old contracts, we're moving beyond the old engagements. That's why on the linear level, a lot of our lives feel kind of in disarray, because they are. They're being split in two. In other words, everything's being rearranged for your own refinement so that you can break out into your glory presence, into your glory holiness is what they're saying, holiness. So when I'm saying holiness, there's an energetic offering that is making you whole. So we're allowing that. Remember, the offering is made. Our job is to receive. Our job is to arrive. Our job is to assert love's entry. So allow that merging to occur on all levels. All levels means your past self as well. So your past self could be an hour ago, it could be 40 years ago. So we're allowing all to be nurtured. We're allowing all to be given. And it also is offered for what was ready to unfold. So in other words, if the karmic energies, if our thought patterns, whatever, was bringing forth something that is now being blessed, well then guess what? It receives God's glory. In other words, it receives that love that overrides past conditioning. So that's what receiving on all levels. It's going into our past, it's going into our future, because we exist in all stations. So allow yourself to give birth. So again, moving into higher consent, moving into higher understanding of self, where you're going abroad, you're going beyond the prior stopping points, the prior limitations, and proceeding with heavenly bliss. So this is with your God self, with your divine self. Allow yourself to receive. Allow all to be nurtured. So that means all people, places, and things are also receiving. That also means if you happen to be viewing a news story, and that's part of your consciousness, that too is also receiving. So someone's like, well, can I bless, all of Europe at this point? And it's like that's taking place simultaneously, because we're all dreaming all of it. So when we offer ourselves to our God self, all is blessed. But of course, you can hold that intention for that love to permeate, for that love to sort of like supersede, to go beyond all the trespasses that are being held. It's like, I just feel like stalemate kind of energy. And so that allowance, when we join with love, when we join in love, when we join as love, we make all things possible, because we shift our realities. Let's take a moment to receive God's glory. God's glory being our God self in our glory. Remember, we're divinity in form. We're not receiving something separate from us. We're receiving our true nature. our true self, our true witness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you everybody for joining and participating. And just remember, we do this three